letters. And the reason we made the point about trying to balance the cost is that this can be going double reduces the number of vendors that can accomplish something like this, and the cost goes up considerably. We have that experience with our mobile home trip permits, which have 3-inch high letters, and there's only 2 vendors in the state of Oregon that can do that for us, and so it's kind of a captive audience. As we'd like to try and balance the readability against the permit costs.
Okay, Senator Duke.
Can you change to a form similar to the one you showed from the state of Washington now, I mean, without a change in the law?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, I believe we can. I can't recall any item that would prohibit us. Okay.
So if you thought it was a good idea and it would help and it was necessary and the state police thought it was a good idea, then you could go ahead and do that.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, yes. Running through, we have quite a few more restrictions on our permits than the state of Washington does, and they have one permit to cover all situations. I believe we have 4 or 5 different types. But I can't recall anything right now that would prevent us from increasing the size either of the permit itself or of the information that's on the permit.
The difference would be the requirement for it being in the left rear window.
There, Madam Chair, I would have to check, but I believe there's one area in ORS that would give us the flexibility to adopt a rule to provide for that now. But I would like to check that out before I'd...
Okay. Senator Duke?
No, that's all. I'd appreciate it if you check.
Okay. Lieutenant Stevenson, do you want to answer a question of an advantage to having something in the left rear window?
Madam Chair, Senator Kintai, I don't know the exact reasoning behind this bill, but just kind of looking at it from a patrolman's point of view, I can see an advantage because that's on the same side as the driver of the patrol car. If you came up behind that car at a light or something, it would be directly in front of you, and it would be in a little better proximity to visualize. Also, I could see the possibility if it was on the right side of the rear window, there'd be obstructing your rear view mirror visibility. You know, like when you're going to change to the right lane or something. And that's just kind of what I would conclude.
Where do most people put these?
Okay, under current law, they're put on the left front windshield. And I think there has to be a standard location for them. I think that has to be addressed. They have to be put in a specific location so they can be observed.
Now, that's under current law or rule?
Madam Chair, I perhaps, Mr. Seelig.
Madam Chair, that's... there isn't a rule in place for it either. It's just standard accepted practice to put it in the windshield in the lower left. And if I could comment on what
sure.
Senator Dukes asked a few moments ago, it appears as though we have authority in most cases to adopt a rule, certainly for trip permits and at least the temporary registration permits issued by dealers. It doesn't appear as though we have specific authority to adopt a rule for temporary registration permits that are issued by the division. Mm. So we have such a mixed bag in 803, 600 through 640 of different kinds of permits. The penalties are not the same, and the rulemaking authority is not the same.
Madam Chair.
Senator Duke.
Does that mean then, for the type of permits that we're dealing with in this bill, you do not have the rulemaking authority?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, I'm sorry I didn't make that clear. I should have followed up by saying that our general rulemaking authority may cover the one instance for permits issued under 803.615 where we don't have specific authority to adopt a rule, and that I can't answer today. I'd have to check on it.
Okay.
So I will.
Lieutenant Stevenson, is this a big problem for the State Patrol?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, we're not really taking a position on the legislation. And I can see some advantages, I guess, to the larger permit from an enforcement standpoint.
Any further questions? Bill, did you say you wanted to see, you wanted to check something out and get back to us? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Madam Chair, I want to make absolutely sure that we have rulemaking authority in every instance of a trip or temporary registration permit to require a certain location on a vehicle.
Okay. Are there further questions for these people? Okay. Well, I guess we'll wait to find out.
We have a look on Friday.
Answer that question, and we'll bring these back, both back up on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Thank you very much.
Well,
Senator Brockman.
I don't know about Senator Simmons, but I've had sufficient time to think about 2399, the one we had previously, if you'd like to go into a work session.
On 2399?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll reschedule 2775 for Friday, and Senator Brockman would like us to go back into a work session on House Bill 2399. Senator Brockman, did you want to discuss?
I think the lieutenant has made it clear to us that it really isn't necessary, and I would move to table the bill.
That's not debatable. Senator Brockman moves that we table House Bill 2399. So, Gwen, will you call the roll?
Senator Brockman?
Aye.
Senator Dukes?
No.
Senator Kintai?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Senator Simmons?
Aye.
Chair Cease?
Aye. Okay.
Amen. Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Simmons changes to no.
Oh. Simmons changes to no.
That still makes four votes
yes.
on the table, does
okay.
it not?
Yes.
Senator Phillips has one of the districts in my Senate district.
Okay. Senator Simmons changes to no. The bill is still tabled. Okay. We're going to wait for the other question on 2775. And if there is nothing further to come before this committee, we are adjourned.
Okay.